This article is brought to you by the best-selling books Eat Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Scripts for telling someone their behaviour is toxic without starting a war. Say the hard thing clearly, calmly, and without burning the relationship down. In short, this article contains 6 word-for-word toxic behaviour scripts covering situations from repeated workplace manipulation to boundary violations in personal relationships. Script for naming a destructive pattern at work without triggering defensiveness. Script for confronting someone who denies or minimises their harmful behaviour. Script for setting a firm boundary after repeated toxic conduct. Definition: toxic behaviour scripts are prepared word-for-word phrases that help you name destructive patterns in someone else's conduct clearly and calmly. They give you reliable structure so the conversation stays focused on specific behavior and real impact, not character attacks or emotional retaliation. I was sitting across from a colleague who had spent 3 months undermining my work in meetings. I had the facts. I had every reason to say something. What I did not have were the words. So I said nothing, and the behavior continued for another 2 months. That moment taught me something I have never forgotten: knowing what needs to be said and knowing how to say it are 2 entirely different skills. Naming toxic behavior to someone's face is one of the hardest things you will ever do in a professional or personal relationship. The risk feels enormous. You worry about their reaction. You worry about the fallout. And so most people say nothing, which is exactly what I did, and exactly what I regret. The toxic behavior scripts in this article solve the preparation problem. They give you language that is direct without being cruel, clear without being clinical, and firm without being hostile. Find the script that matches your situation. Read the full context before you use it. Then practice it out loud at least twice so the words feel like yours. If you are also dealing with patterns that affect the wider group, scripts for addressing team members who are undermining group synergy covers the territory well. How to use these scripts? Before you use any of these scripts, follow these steps. Number 1. Find the situation that matches yours. Number 2. Read the full script and the context note before speaking or writing. Number 3. Adapt the words to your natural voice. Keep the structure. Change the tone. Number 4. Practice out loud at least twice. Scripts read differently than they sound. The most common mistake people make with word-for-word scripts is reading them as if reciting from a page. The person across from you will feel that distance immediately, and it will undermine every word you say. A script is a rehearsal tool, not a teleprompter. Use it to internalize the structure, not to memorize the performance. The goal is to sound like a clear, prepared version of yourself, not like a policy document with a pulse. Script 1. Naming a repeated destructive pattern at work. Situation. Use the script when someone's behavior has become a consistent pattern rather than a one-off mistake. This works best in a private, one-on-one setting, with a colleague, direct report, or peer you have had at least a reasonable working relationship with. Why this works? In Say It Right Every Time, I introduce the core framework, a 4-pillar system built on clarity, openness, respect, and empathy. Chapter 5 makes a point I return to: constantly connect before you correct. This script opens by acknowledging the relationship before naming the problem, which lowers the other person's defenses just enough to let your words land. You can explore the full core framework in Say It Right Every Time, standard version. I want to talk with you about something that's been affecting how we work together. I've noticed that specific behavior, for example, you interrupt me in team meetings and dismiss my input before I've finished speaking. This has happened several times now, and I want to be direct. It's having a real impact on specific impact, for example, my ability to contribute and how I'm perceived by the team. I'm not raising this to create a problem. I'm raising it because I'd like us to find a better way to work together. What I need going forward is specific request. For example, the space to finish my point before you respond. Can we agree to that? Formal version. I'd like to schedule time to discuss something I believe is affecting our working relationship. I've observed a pattern of specific behavior occurring across number occasions, most recently on date or meeting. The impact on the team, the project, my role has been specific impact. I want to address this directly and constructively. What I'm asking for going forward is specific change in behavior. I'd welcome your perspective on how we reach that, after you use it. A good response looks like the person pausing, acknowledging at least part of what you said, and engaging with your request rather than deflecting. A difficult response is outright denial. If that happens, stay calm, name what you are observing. I hear you disagreeing, and I'm still asking for specific change. Eamon's note: the behavior needs a name, and a date, not a character verdict. That one distinction separates a conversation that changes things from one that just starts a war. Script 2. Confronting manipulation directly. Situation. Use this script when someone is consistently distorting facts, shifting blame, or reframing events to avoid accountability. This is a high-stakes script and requires you to be calm and have specific examples ready before you begin. Why this works. Chapter 14 of Say It Right Every Time includes a principle I return to constantly: manipulation thrives in confusion and dies in clarity. This script keeps you anchored to specific facts. You are not arguing about interpretations. You are stating what happened, plainly and without apology. That clarity is your strongest tool against someone who uses confusion as cover. Standard version. I want to talk about something directly, because I think the indirect route hasn't been working. What I've observed is specific behavior. For example, you've consistently framed delays as my fault in emails to leadership, even when the cause was outside my control. Here's what actually happened. State the specific facts clearly. I'm not interested in arguing about intent. What I need is for this pattern to stop. Going forward, I'd like us to specific request. For example, agree on a factual account before either of us reports to the team. Is that something you can commit to? Formal version. I need to address a pattern I've observed in how specific situation has been communicated. On date, state what happened factually. On second date, state what happened factually. The cumulative effect has been specific impact on you, the team, or the work. I'm raising this because it needs to stop, and I would prefer to resolve it directly between us. What I'm asking for is specific change. I'd like your agreement on that today. After you use it, watch for whether the person engages with your specific facts or attempts to redirect to your tone or intent. Redirection is a deflection tactic. Name it calmly. I hear that you have concerns about how I've raised this. I'd still like to address the specific behavior first. Eamon's note. Write down the facts before this conversation, not after what happened, when it happened, who was present, and what was said. A written record is your anchor when someone tries to rewrite history. Script 3. Responding to gaslighting. Situation. Use the script when someone is denying your experience, telling you that what you observed did not happen, or suggesting that your perception is the problem. This is one of the most disorienting forms of toxic behavior, and it requires the clearest, steadiest language you have. Why this works. In Chapter 14 of Say It Right Every Time, I describe gaslighting as a denial of another person's reality. The only effective response is to stay grounded in what you know to be true and refuse to accept a rewritten version of events. This script does exactly that. It does not escalate. It simply holds firm. Standard version. I want to be clear about something. I know what I experienced. I was there. When you tell me specific denial, e.g., that never happened or you're too sensitive, it makes this conversation impossible. I'm not asking you to agree with my interpretation. I'm asking you to stop telling me that my experience isn't real. What I need is for us to talk about specific event based on what actually occurred. Can you do that? Formal version. I need to address something directly. I have a clear recollection of specific event. I have also documented the key details. When you characterize my account as inaccurate or suggest that I misperceived what happened, it makes a productive conversation impossible. I'm not willing to accept your framing of events I observed directly. I'm willing to discuss specific issue based on the facts as I documented them. I'd like to do that now, after you use it. If the person continues to deny your experience after this script, the conversation has moved beyond a communication problem. That is a boundary issue, and it may require a third party, whether a manager, HR, or a mediator. Do not keep repeating yourself in a loop. Eamon's note. Before any conversation where gaslighting is likely, write down what happened with timestamps. It is far harder to deny something you have documented before the conversation began. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Script 4. Setting a boundary after repeated toxic conduct. Situation. Use the script when you have already named the behavior once, perhaps more than once, and it has continued. This script is not about opening a dialogue. It is about stating a consequence clearly. The relationship type will determine which version you use. Why this works. A boundary without enforcement is just a suggestion. That line comes from chapter 14 of Sleep Right Every Time. And it is the principle this script is built on. Boundaries only function when the other person believes you will follow through. This script names the behavior, states the consequence, and closes with a direct ask, giving the other person one clear choice. Standard version. I've raised specific behavior with you before, on approximate date or occasion. It's continued. I want to be direct with you now. Specific behavior. For example, you speak over me in front of clients. You share my work without credit happens again. I'm going to specific consequence. For example, raise this formally with our manager. Disengage from this project. Address it publicly in the moment. I'm not saying this to threaten you. I'm saying it because I've run out of other options. I need this to stop. Formal version. I raised the matter of specific behavior with you on date. The behavior has continued. I want to be transparent about where I am now. If specific behavior occurs again, I will specific consequence. For example, escalate this to HR. Document and report to senior leadership. I'm communicating this directly rather than simply acting on it, because I believe you deserve to know where this stands. I am asking you to stop. Casual version for peer or close colleague. I've mentioned specific behavior to you before. I need you to hear me this time. If it keeps happening, I'm going to have to specific consequence. I don't want to do that, but I've run out of ways to ask nicely. After you use it, the test of this script is what happens next. If the behavior stops, the boundary worked. If it continues, follow through on exactly what you said you would do. Failing to follow through signals that your boundaries are negotiable. Eamon's note. Only name a consequence you're genuinely prepared to follow through on an empty threat is more damaging than no threat at all. Script 5. Addressing passive-aggressive behavior directly. Situation. Use this script when someone is communicating hostility indirectly, through sarcasm, backhanded comments, deliberate silence, or undermining actions disguised as help. Passive-aggressive behavior is designed to create plausible deniability. This script removes it. For a deeper look at this specific pattern and how it erodes team trust, see how to address passive-aggressive behavior that's silently eroding team synergy. Why this works. Passive-aggressive behavior survives because people feel they cannot name it without sounding oversensitive. This script names the specific action, not the inferred motive, which removes the I was just joking escape route. It is grounded in the SBI method. Situation, behavior, impact, a feedback structure I cover in depth in chapter 9 of Say It Right Every Time. Standard version. I want to talk about something that happened in specific situation, for example, today's meeting. When you said exact words or described the exact action, I took that as a comment directed at me. I want to ask you directly, was it? If there's something going on between us, I'd much rather talk about it plainly. I find it easier to deal with a direct concern than to try and read between the lines. Formal version. I'd like to address something from specific situation. During event, you specific behavior, for example, made a comment about people who can't meet deadlines in a group email. I'd like to understand whether that was directed at me. If it was, I want to discuss the concern directly rather than through indirect communication. I'm asking you clearly, is there something between us that we need to address? After you use it, many people will deny the intent. That is expected. What matters is that you have named it, calmly and specifically. Even if they deny it, the implicit message has been received. You're watching, and you will name what you see. For related guidance on giving feedback without creating additional tension, how to give constructive feedback without causing tension is worth your time. Eamon's note. The phrase I want to ask you directly is doing a great deal of work here. It signals that you're not interested in the indirect game they are playing, and it shifts the conversation onto ground you control. Script 6. Telling someone their behavior is isolating them. Situation. Use this script when someone's toxic conduct is visibly damaging their relationships with the wider group and you have enough trust with them to raise it as a genuine concern. This is a harder script to deliver because it requires you to care about the person, not just the problem. See also scripts for telling a team member their behavior is isolating them from the group for additional approaches. Why this works. The empathy bridge, a technique I describe in chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time, involves acknowledging the other person's situation or feelings before delivering the difficult message. It lowers their defenses without softening your point. This script leads with concern rather than accusation, which makes it far more likely the person will actually hear what you're saying. Standard version. I'm raising this because I respect you and I think you'd want to know. The way you've been specific behavior For example, cutting people off in discussions, reacting sharply when challenged has been noticed by the team. People are starting to specific observable impact. For example, stop bringing things to you. Leave you out of conversations. I don't think that's what you want. I'm not saying this to criticize you. I'm saying it because I think you're capable of more than this. And I'd rather tell you now than watch you lose ground you don't need to lose. Formal version. I want to share an observation that I believe serves your professional interests. There is a pattern in how you engage with specific context, for example team discussions, feedback situations, that is affecting how others perceive and interact with you. Specifically, name the behavior. The consequence I've observed is specific impact on relationships. I'm raising this because I think you would want the opportunity to address it, and I have enough respect for you to say it directly after you use it. Some people will be grateful. Others will be defensive initially and come back later. Give the person time to process. A difficult first response does not mean the message did not land. If you want guidance on starting this type of conversation in a team context, how to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's synergy is a good companion read. Eamon's note. The words I'd rather tell you now than watch you lose ground are the truest thing in this script, and the person across from you will feel the truth if you mean it. Adapting these scripts for your situation. Every script in this article is a starting point, not a final word. The structure is the gift. The exact words are yours to adjust. Adjust for relationship length. A script you use with someone you have known for 10 years can carry more directness and less preamble. A script for someone you barely know needs more context and a gentler on-ramp. The core message stays. The framing shifts. Match the register to the stakes. Use the formal version whenever HR, senior leadership, or legal consequences are in play. Use the standard version for most professional relationships. Use the casual version only when you have genuine trust with the other person and the setting is informal. The wrong register can make a reasonable message sound either threatening or dismissive. Remove any phrase that does not sound like you. Read the script out loud. If any sentence makes you wince, that sentence will make you stumble when you deliver it. Replace it with how you would naturally say the same thing. The structure carries the weight. The words need to feel like yours. For more on the word-for-word approach to feedback conversations, word-for-word scripts for giving constructive feedback at work offers additional frameworks. Prepare for the response, not just the delivery. Spend time thinking about how the other person is likely to react and decide in advance how you will handle defensiveness, silence, or escalation. The script gets you through the opening. Your preparation carries you through what comes after. The how to use the SBI method to give feedback that actually changes behavior article covers one of the most reliable structures for doing exactly that. The goal is for these words to sound like a better, more prepared version of you, not like someone else. Common mistakes when using scripts for toxic behavior conversations. The biggest way these scripts fail is when people deliver them at full emotional intensity before they have calmed down enough to speak without shaking. The words can be perfect. The delivery will undo them. Reading verbatim without adapting. If your script sounds scripted, the other person stops hearing the content and starts questioning your sincerity. Practice until the structure is internalized, not just memorized. Delivering the script without a specific example ready. Naming toxic behavior in the abstract gives the other person room to deny everything. Have one clear, specific incident ready to anchor your point to date. A meeting, a comment that was said, apologizing for raising it, opening with I'm sorry to bring this up, or I hope this doesn't upset you signals that you're not sure you have the right to say what you're about to say. You do. Lead with your message, not your anxiety. Waiting too long. The longer a destructive pattern continues without being named, the more entrenched it becomes and the harder the conversation gets. These scripts work best when the behavior is recent. Do not let weeks or months of resentment build before you speak. Giving when the person pushes back. Defensiveness is not a sign that you were wrong to raise it. Hold your position calmly. Acknowledge the reaction without abandoning your message. A script is a tool. Use it like one with skill, not rigidity. Frequently asked questions. What are toxic behavior scripts? Toxic behavior scripts are word-for-word phrases designed to help you name and address destructive patterns in someone else without triggering a defensive explosion. They give you a clear structure so you can say a difficult thing calmly and with precision, rather than reacting in the moment. How do you tell someone their behavior is toxic without starting a fight? Focus on the specific behavior, not the person's character. Use I statements to describe their impact on you and name a clear desired outcome rather than issuing an accusation. Preparing your words in advance using toxic behavior scripts dramatically reduces the chance of an emotional spiral. Can toxic behavior scripts work for close relationships, not just workplaces? Yes, the core structure works in any relationship. You adjust the register, not the framework. A script with a colleague will sound more formal. One with a close friend will sound warmer. The principle stays the same. Name the behavior, describe the impact, and ask for a specific change. What if the person gets defensive when I use a script for toxic behavior? Defensiveness is a normal first response. It does not mean the conversation has failed. Hold your ground calmly, acknowledge the reaction without retreating from your message, and use the empathy bridge to lower the temperature before continuing. When should I not use a toxic behavior script? Do not use a script when you are still emotionally flooded. The words will help you, but they cannot compensate for a dysregulated delivery. Wait until you are calm. If the situation involves serious misconduct, harassment, or safety concerns, involve HR or a formal process before or alongside any direct conversation. How do I adapt a toxic behavior script to sound like me? Keep the structure and change the words. The framework gives you the sequence. Name the behavior, describe the impact, state what you need. Within that, use your own vocabulary. If a phrase feels stiff when you say it out loud, replace it with how you would naturally say the same thing. This much I know for certain: the conversation you keep avoiding does not get easier with time. The destructive pattern grows, your resentment deepens, and the gap between you and the other person widens until repair becomes almost impossible. These toxic behavior scripts do not make the conversation easy. Nothing does that. But they make the conversation possible, and possible is where everything starts. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.